Zakht the Mishnah Mishiyata Dushmai, the two goats for the Yom Kippur Avodah should ideally be alike in appearance, in height, and in value, and should be bought together. If they're not alike in these ways, or if they're purchased separately, they're still kosher. If one of the goats died before the Gerah took place, they bring one new goat to replace the one that died. If a goat dies after the Gerah has taken place, a new pair of goats have to be brought. The results of the Gerah will determine which goat should replace the one that died. If the goat for the Chatas has died, the Kohen Gadol says, let the goat that the Gerah chose let the new goat chose to be the chatas take its place. A similar declaration is made when the Azazel goat is the one that died. The other goat is then let to pasture until it gets a mum. It's then sold and the money is used to buy voluntary kibbutz for the mizbeach. Although typically a chatas that is not needed is left to die, the chatas of Tzibur is not left to die. Rabbi Yehuda says it actually is left to die. Rabbi Yehuda said further, If the blood of the goat spills before the sprinklings are done, we leave the Azazel goat to die. If the Azazel goat dies, we spill out the blood of the Chatas goat. In both cases, both goats of a new pair are then used. Zakhimar Bryce says, the Pasuk says, Yikach Shnei Seirei Izim. The word Seirei already means two. So why does it say Shnei? It teaches the goats should be alike. However, the Pasuk says the word Sa'ir twice to teach that this requirement is not Ma'akiv. Fakhimar, it seems that if not for the word Sa'ir twice, we would have said that animals that are not similar are possibly even B'di'evit. Where do we have learned that from? The Gemara says from the fact that the Pesukim say Shnei three times. So now that we know that it's Kosher even B'di'evit, so what do the three words of Shnei come to teach? And for the Gemara, one teaches that they should be the same in appearance, one teaches they should be the same in height, and one teaches they should be the same in value. There's a similar brisa regarding the two animals that a Metzori needs to bring. The Pasuk says, Yikach Shnei Kvasim. The word Kvasim already means two, so why do you say Shnei? It teaches that the lamb should be alike. However, the Pasuk says the word Keves twice to teach us this requirement is not essential. It seems if not for the word Keves twice, we would have said that the animals, if they're not similar, is possibly even B'di'evit. Where would we have learned that from? The Mara says we learn it from the fact that the Pasuk says Tihiyeh. So now that we know it's valid B'di'evit, what does the word Tihiyeh teach? It teaches that all other aspects of the Mitzvah's process are essential even B'di'evit. There's also a similar brisa regarding the two birds that a Mitzvah has to bring. The Pasuk says, Shnei Tziparim. The word Tziparim already means two, so why do you say Shnei? It teaches that the birds should be alike. However, the Pasuk says the word Tzipar twice to teach that this requirement is not Ma'akiv. So it seems, if not for the word Tzipar twice, we would say that the birds have to be similar. If they're not, it's possibly even B'di'evit. Where would we have learned that from? Mara says, from the fact that the Pasuk says, Tihiyeh. Now that we know that it's Kosher B'di'evit, what does the word Tihiyeh teach? It teaches that all other aspects of the Mitzvah's process are essential even B'di'evit. Frek de Gemara. The pasuk regarding the Talmud also says Shnayim La'Yom, so we should learn out that the two animals should ideally be alike. And for the Gemara, that word is used to teach that the morning and afternoon Talmud should be shechted using the second row of rings in the Azara. Meaning in the morning it's the second row of rings in the northwest, and in the afternoon the second row of rings in the northeast, which will assure that it's shechted in proper sunlight, not in the shade. With regard to the Shabbos Musaf, the Pasuk Taka says Shnei Kevasim, and that Taka Zakta Gemara surely teaches that the two lambs should ideally be alike. Zakta Gemara Brisa says if someone shechts both of the Yom Kippur goats outside the Azar, which is Aser and carries the Chatas or Karas penalties, if it's done before the Gairul, he's Chayah for each goat. If it's done after the Gairul, he's only Chayah for the Chatas goat. Fakhmar, before the Gairul, neither goat is fit to be offered, so why should he be Chayah? If you're only Chayah for shechting outside something which is fit to be shechted inside. Rechisa said he's Chayah because the goat is fit to be used for the Musaf, which doesn't require the Gairul. Fakhmar, it's not fit for the Musaf either, because it's not yet the time for the Musaf. So at this point in the day, it's not yet fit for the Musaf. And for the Gemara, if Chista holds that as long as something is fit for a particular day, it's not considered unfit just because it's too early in the day and it will become kosher later on. We look at it as a day, as a unit. If it will be kosher at some point today, it's considered to be fit now as well. Ravina said, based on what can be inferred from Rav Chista, that when an action is lacking, meaning like when the goyel wasn't done, so the carbon is not considered to be fit, and shechting it outside therefore would not make him chayiv. So if a shlomim is shechted outside the azar when the doors of the heichal are closed, he would not be chayiv because a shlomim may not be shechted when the doors are closed, based on the pasuk that says, Ushachotoy Pesach Hoyel Moyed. Frak the Gemara, we're saying that Rav Chista says that hoyel, since the animal may be offered as the musuf, he would be chayiv. We find that Rav Chista says that if one shechts a Pesach during the year, not on Erev Pesach, during the year outside of the Azara, and does so not for its own sake, he's chayiv. This would suggest that if he shechts with no specific intent, it would be as if he shechted it for its own sake, and he would be potter. Now, why doesn't he say that since it is fit to be offered not for its own sake inside the Azara, he would chai for shechting it outside? And for the Gemara, the Pesach needs a specific intent to uproot it from its designation as a Pesach. The Yom Kippur goat before the Goyrel does not need a specific intent to uproot it, and therefore it may be designated as a Musaf.